We are waiting for a decision from the Food and Drug Administration any time now on whether to authorize a coronavirus vaccine. Some Americans could get a shot within the coming days, and communities are ready. They are so ready. That includes Durango, Colorado, where a current COVID outbreak at a nursing home has killed two people and infected more than 100 elderly patients and staff. And we're joined this morning by Durango's Mayor Dean Brookie on the line. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Good morning, David.
Well, what do you know about this outbreak at the nursing home in your community?
Well, as you mentioned, it's this our significant senior care facility in our community of 20,000 people has had a major outbreak. It serves a population of about 100 residents, and so the larger percentage of them have become infected, and along with 43 staff members in that facility. So it's we didn't have this problem early on like so many other communities did, but in fact, it's coming back to bite us later in the COVID scenario. So it largely caused by just interaction with the rest of the community. As we relaxed some of the regulations in our community, staff members became infected and obviously reintroduced it to this particular facility, causing an outbreak in this vulnerable population. So
the statistics I've seen, it looks like ICU bed capacity in Southwest Colorado, where you are, is getting really close to full. I mean, how are healthcare workers in your town managing this outbreak?
It is our primary hospital here is has a limited number of beds, but we do have a very good facility, but it's been at 95 to 100% capacity since slightly prior to Thanksgiving. So we have become significantly concerned about our surge capacity, and we're right at that threshold. We're above the 80% threshold that we would like to be at, and is the threshold that causes us to be encountering further restrictions from governor's health orders. So at 95%, that's not a good situation. But it's really the staffing is the larger issue, becoming the larger issue as the uniformly hospitalization rates increase throughout the state. We don't have available staff to bring into our community, to transfer into our community to staff any surge situation that we might have here.
Well, so we're all waiting for this vaccine. I mean, I mentioned it. You could have a first shipment of doses really soon. Will it be enough in this early stage to inoculate, you know, these healthcare workers who are at high risk and also seniors in, you know, places like this nursing home?
The quick answer is as of yesterday, and we were very optimistic that we were going to be receiving the Pfizer vaccine, the state allocation is around 46,000 vaccine allotments, and of that, only 500 are going to be coming to, or less than 500 are becoming to our county here to be distributed to those that first wave, which would be the healthcare workers and critical frontline folks. So, and we heard yesterday as well that we really won't be receiving what we call in Colorado phase three until probably early summer. So, my hope of being able to provide vaccines to the general population and thus have a faster recovery for our businesses and our tourist-based economy here in Durango by summer, at least, is maybe not in the forecast. We're quite disappointing news yesterday about the rollout and the availability for rural communities such as ourselves.
Sounds like that's really important. I mean, as optimistic as we should be about this vaccine, it sounds like in many communities like yours, the idea that you're going to be able to have enough people vaccinated to slow the spread of this anytime soon is probably too optimistic.
Yeah. You know, that we don't expect some of the healthcare workers to get fully vaccinated till into February, sometime into February. And as I said, the general public not till early summer. So that means that we continue to have to encourage our community to do the basics, and flatten the curve, if you will, back to those terms once again to reduce the transmission rate, the transmission control, and that's just masks, distancing, hygiene, et cetera. So it's a tough sell to those folks that have had fatigue, but we were really hoping to have our business community back in full swing by the summer season. But it looks like that may be more of a struggle than we anticipated.
Well, we'll hope for the best for you and your community. Dean Brookie is the mayor of Durango, Colorado. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.